a nice room. When we came, Baba gave us a nice room, the cozy in that, and Baba was living on the open veranda, right? And in winter, to sleep on the veranda. Now, I think of all these things. So that, all right, but now, what happened now? Some days went by. We still don't know what happened. We never asked Baba. Baba, some kind of mood, got in a very upset. You all women leave at once. I don't want any of you here. At once, I was saying. And he doesn't just say, but love me. So we all what happened? Each one asking us, Mama says, let my Baba tell us, we'll go. Okay. So we all, with our ordinary cotton sari, which we were cooking and all that, you know. And so we started walking on the road. And we walked on the road, we didn't know where we were going to go because and so far away to walk to Nagar. And so, and it looks so, what do you call it? Not embarrassing, but I don't know what they call it. Humble, in the Himalayas, we are hunted away, Baba's hunting. So the Mandi is watching us, and here we go. We felt so sort of sorry for ourselves, you know, anyway. We were looking down, walking on the road, what shall we do? We hear them go, and Jai Baba. So we were walking in rather dressful matters. And what do you think? A stray dog was following us also. So we were walking, and put it after a little distance, and we heard somebody clapping and running in the back of us. And we turned up, we saw one of the Mandali. He said, come back. Baba was calling me back. Oh, Baba's calling us back. We were so happy. We all turned around and started walking fast for us. We were first walking, we were slow, dragging steps. And now when we turned around, we walked fast. And came back, you know. Of course, Baba was not there. We got into our rooms and the kitchen and started working as if nothing had happened, you know. This happened twice. You don't know what mood Baba was in that time. Why? We don't know. But maybe he wanted to test us. Going away without our belongings, you know. Without toothbrush or what would you call it? Everything. Clothes and bedding. Just walking on the road, like fakirs, you know. Nothing. We had already left home, but now we're leaving in the ashram. There was too much on the road. We're just walking. That was how Baba Nibali used to give us a start. Like I said, you know, yeah, you heard me tell you. It was here in Melazat, and after massaging Baba's leg. Because Baba, the sedentary life is in Baba, not having enough exercise, walking, all that. So we have to forget that we ask Baba to massage his legs and all that. And then he's telling me massage his hand, he has to help, he has to lower his hand, all that. Nice to do the finger also. Baba slowly opens his eyes and look at me as if I know much about massaging, no? Like massaging, I'm trying to massage his fingers also. Baba is very sweetly as open one eye and look like that, smile like that, to show his appreciation. And then anyway, then they all got up from the Baba says enough now, and so they will all get up putting away the stools. So by the time they're moving away from Baba's feet, I will come down from Baba's. Yeah, I would be near the pillow and bring his hand here. So the stool near Baba's, do you see a big stool? That was I would be using. So I put it back there quickly and I run to nearby Baba's stools. I know. We go and do Baba's stool, like massage Baba's stool, and Baba's sleeping. Baba, like Baba smile, because Baba likes his toes massaged. Anyway, you Baba there, want to get up and give me the suggestion. So I'd open up the suggestion such a way that it goes straight here. Yeah? Then hold the coat for him. Baba would come. Now, every day, and then Baba washes his face and shave. All this I had to attend on him, you know, give him the shaver and help him to wash his face, you know, give him the soap and the towel, you know, comb his hair. Every day shaving for years, one day Baba, and now and again, sometimes Baba would say, this means disgusting or not good or not nice. Huh? Baba would say, means I'm tired of. She means every day. This means every day. Once in a while, he would say, only once in a while. One day, which many of us were around Baba, you know? Like money also was there. Because my name, most of the times you'll be out typing, you know, going to the one day typing, and she's coming in the bar, and then I'm going to go back again. She's going to be bar watching, so yes, Baba, she's not needed, so she will go back. But he was there, and the other girls, we all there that time. You know, Baba says, next time when I come back, you know, next time when I come back, I'll see that all the women, this is women, bangles, you know, all the women will have to shave. Oh, hi. Let's start with one thing. So, scared. Said, no, Baba, don't do that. Baba said, what? Why not? He said, Baba, we women have our own problems. We don't do this extra.
You might be a man.
No, women, but after shave, that is more funny, you know. Yeah, isn't that a funny thing to say? Yeah. And anyway, he gave us such a start. He said, no, no, Baba, don't. Baba said, why? No, Baba, we have our own problems. I said, all right. Yes. No, it will be just as it is now, like that time. Like, Baba is to shave. Baba said, all right. Anyway, Baba hums. Baba come back as in man's form, yes, to shave. But he is very tired and did every day. So one day, feeling very disgusted, he said this to us to give us a start that the old woman must shave. Why am I going? I have to shave every day. But Hari Kemmo did a very good thing. And he sent this electric shaver. Otherwise, Baba had to put the soap and water here, and Baba never let it. But that came in time in 57, I think, 57, 58, I think. He sent one, then one was not enough because it had to go to Nagar to be charged, recharged. You see? So Gavi wrote to the second one came. So one that was being, it took over to 24 hours to be charged, and the by time comes here and all that. Baba can't wait. Baba shaves every day. So the two shavers, one went to Nagar, one came here. One. It lasted about at least 4 to 5 days, the electric power, you call it. So that was a real good kind of gift from the Baba, because Baba liked this dry shaver. Baba said, it's very nice. It's easy. That thing was all the soap and all, Baba never liked it.
And you trimmed Baba's mustache?
Every day. I trim it every day. Every time.
Trim it every day. You wouldn't have much
time. Baba's sweet. Baba will come forward like this and bring us a spoon. Very near. It was still near. I take the measurement with a fine comb. It's a very fine comb. You may know about it. I've got it here. To comb the mustache straight and hold the comb such a way that you see the long hair that you don't want. And hold the comb straight. I was taught to do it in Arabic. And then under the comb, what you say? In the line with the comb, you must keep on. And yet, be very careful not to hurt Baba's lip. Very careful. Yeah, but slightly, his lip was slightly hurt. Baba says nothing. That time. And Baba, liked his toenails to be cut, Mm-hmm. I said, Baba, your toenails are very long now, shall we cut? Baba, I said, Baba, look at you. Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right, Baba. They went tomorrow, came out. Baba said, no, tomorrow. Like that. So it went on for 8 days. I said, no, Baba, they're too long. And then Baba said, then Baba said, all right. Then Meru would bring lukewarm water in a basin. Baba put his feet in it near the bed, sit on the edge of the bed, always. And then take away the cushion, put the basin, and Baba soaked his feet for about 2-3 minutes. By the time I'm getting the napkins ready and scissors and all that, and then I'm sitting on the carpet in front of Baba, and I take Baba's, rub Baba's feet, and then on my lap, put Baba's foot on my lap, and put a napkin first, and then dry Baba's feet one by one. That's right. Kiss Baba's feet also. then the next foot, then when I took Baba's next foot on my lap, then Meru would take away the basic quickly because then the space is needed for Baba's feet. And then dry both the feet nicely. And then I asked Baba, don't you feel nice now that your didn't wash her feet. Because Baba was first saying, no, no, no. Baba said, yes. That would be nice. And I did not do that. So that, you know, what do you call it? Toe nails, cutting of toe. But the fingernails also. But the Baba himself would tell me, sometimes I would tell Baba, oh, fingernails. I was all right. That he didn't mind. Cut the fingernails. All that in the dining room. The toenails in the bedroom, seated on his bed, and fingernails in the dining room after washing his face. You know, from that window, from the dining room window, you can see the darshan door very clearly. So, during Baba's hair, I would be in the back, so I couldn't see. From that window, the darshan hall. You know, I mean, bringing the comb and facing this way before I turned on, I can see. What do I see? Kaka Bariya. He's a short and very nice person. And he would stand like this in the back. And he would do that. And from there, he'd stretch in there to see on the veranda. Has Baba come on the veranda? When is Baba coming there? So he would be waiting for Baba. Every day like that. One day I told Baba, Kaka Bariya is waiting for you. He's looking through the door and from the door. So Baba got up from his seat and Baba saw him. So he loves me. This means that he loves me. I'll come and go there. Baba said, but let me first wash my face. So, you know what was Baba was doing? He wanted to finish quickly. And then Baba. But Kaka Bariya, even up to now, I don't think, I mean, even then, later on, nobody told him that he used to look from there on the veranda waiting for Baba. And Baba watching him from the window, waiting for him. No, that's just so funny. He loved Baba very much. Kaka helped us so that he would sometimes forget things, you know. But Baba told us, how Kaka remembers everything. He remembers that I must wash my hands, he gives me water to wash my hands, he holds the soap, he's a child. And you know, on the contrary, he also reminds others to now do this, or do that. Baba says, his health is improving. Baba somehow loved him that way. Then, you know, Kaka Bariya, I don't know what, some funny things to say, or Baba would tease or something, you know. Between him and Baidu, there will always be some disagreement or something like that. So, anyway, Baba, Baba would say something, and so Baba would say that Kaka is my toy. I play with him. Kaka is my toy. Because Baba was just going to tease him, let us say something. But Kaka was a very clean person. So clean that he was very nervous. Baidu was the opposite. He didn't wash his hands very frequently, you know. Because you do everything with your hands. Sometimes you wash your hands and then you have done something with your hand or whatever. I know you tie a rope or this or that. You're doing something and your hands are dusty or something. You wash your hands. Anyway, Kaka knew. So, Baidu's daughter in Bombay, Sarwar, she would send sweets for Baidu. Maybe back in somebody coming and going, she would send it. So, Baidu, you know, after coming out of the room, they slowly come towards Kaka. Kaka sits outside, you know. When Baba's not there, Baba's here. That time Kaka's there, she sits outside in the tree there, in front. They didn't have the veranda. So, Baidu would come and offer Kaka sweets. Kaka would say no. Because Baidu's hand was not so clean either. Anyway, he would not say. And once in a while, he got himself to take that, he would take. Otherwise, Kaka did not take, so Baidu did not offer. But, now, that is some time before that. But, after Baba dropped his body, Kaka used to be seated outside, and Kaka all the time. For him, I do not know for himself, everybody. He was all the time saying, I tell you, Baba will come again. Baba will come again. Baba's going to come. Baba. He went on saying that and feeling nice, you're like, Baba is God, he will come again. Everybody and so on. So one day, Baidu came and it was 27th February 1969. On that day, Badu came and came slowly, dragging his feet, he always walks dragging his feet. So he came and offered a sweet to Kaka. Kaka looked at Badu for a little while. Then he's coming back with a sweet, come again with a sweet, you know. So Badu somehow wanted to make friends, I don't know. Anyway, Kaka was friends, but Badu's hands were not clean, so Kaka the boy. But now Badu handed the sweet to him. Kaka looked at Badu and he took the sweet and opened the paper and ate it. So it was good he took the sweet. And that very same day, Kaka dropped him for 27th, 69. So you can actually see that Baba was keeping Kaka alive. Kaka's head was so heart, what do they call it? Heart attack. He had a heart attack, but his heart was weak. And some other complaint and all that detail, I don't know, but Kaka was not healthy. So when Baba was ill here sometimes, and when Baba wanted the money, we used to go back and forth with him, so we had a little like a kind of a bell, it is there, it's out of tune now. That had to be rung, and so the money came rung. So the money would rung, you know. Kaka, whose head was at this, he's an elderly person, his heart is weak and all that, he did not care. He was running behind the other ones, trying to catch up with the other ones. And Kave also told him, you know, Baba's falling. Run. So he had so much love for Baba, he did not care about his head. And there's something about someone who said, oh, but I should not be running because I have a weak heart. That means Baba looked after him in such a way that Kaka should be still living until Baba is still in the body. Baba wouldn't have liked this. Hey, naughty girl! What is this? Very innocent! Kaka, as Baba said, he's my dog. So Baba has to have him all the time. And we love to see Kaka like that. So 27 February, Kakaji had a bath himself. It was all right. He had his bath, he had his breakfast, I think, everything. And then, what hour it was, I don't remember that. But he was sitting outside on a nice easy chair. And what is people coming and going? He was sitting there. I don't remember who the person is that I figured. Somebody came to spoke to him and he also spoke to that person. It was okay. But I think it was Aluba who was passing by, was coming this way towards Kaka and Kaka sitting in the chair. And he was looking at Kaka sitting in the chair, I guess, you know. At that moment he saw Kaka Ji. As if he yawned, you know, just a quiet yawn. Mm-hmm. And Kaka Ji got his body. So you can imagine so lightly Baba lifted him without being on, you know, when one has a heart and one's on a bed, bedridden, or what would you call it, the people to nurse you. Nothing, walking, talking, what did he say? Are you eating? Everything? Papa told it in here. Just 1 second. So how Baba has, I can't say, his love is so much that he didn't let Kaka suffer even. Very, as we say, with a light hand, Baba. Really beautiful.
Is Kaka buried out here?
Yes.
Why was he buried here and here?
One thing here, he had told Baba all this, that if, whenever he dies, Kakaji, he wants his grave to be in Merazar. He loved Merazar, he had looked after it, and he, it was part of him and all of it. Because he always lived with Baba here, but Baba always lived here many years. Baba lived here, very large. So, and Kaka Ji was a special place. He looked after the three houses and each of his garden there and that. Everything. He has even mended the roof here, you know, to leak. When we went to Satara, there was nobody there. Kaka Ji was alone with the servant or two. And in the night, when it rained very hard, so he opened the doors to see if the rooms are leaking because the furniture and things do not get bad. So Kaka Ji came in the middle of the night, and he meant so much care. Kaka Ji took up the place. He'd come in the night and open the door and see, yes, it was leaking some night, and it was dying or something. He could clean in that rain, he took something on his head, I think. He climbed, that's right, one can climb. Climbed on the roof and how he raised the, what do you call it, tile or something. That's not, so much love and care is given to the place. And so naturally, he wanted his burial to be in Merazar. So as soon as Baba, Dr. Gauri, talked to Nesma, Dr. Ji, you know, as if Baba just kept him up till then. The same thing happened to Donji. Donji was very happy. Nobody knew he ever had a heart. Nobody knew, and he also must, I don't know what, nobody knows. But they found the, what do you call it, pill bottle?
Vial.
Yes, for the heart or something. Mm. Near his bed, and 1.5 pill was taken or something. I think something like that. And what do you think? Duncan was, and he had taken a walk in the garden, had breakfast, taken a walk in the garden. Told Moti, Moti is his servant, was very trustworthy. He told Moti to always be there, not to disturb him, that he was going to rest. And he was in the bedroom, but he had a habit of shutting up everything, you know. He had locked the bedroom inside of him. Anyway, he was lying on the bed, and he went with a heart attack. So what I want to tell you, even Duncan, I didn't go through this difficulty of being in bed and nursing him and leave others struggling, as you call it, bed and nursing. And so, and then Duncan, you know, he was like so many, how this, that natural?
Yeah.
If there's a struggle, there's, you know, but no, actually he's lying like this. And the poor Moti was waiting out, waiting, waiting. Day Baba.
Day Baba.
So Moti was waiting, waiting for him, and he was told to wait till, you know, 1 o'clock he'll come out, something. He, Duncan had said, he'll be out after, and then he was like, so he was there, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. So Moti got a bit scared, and then, I don't know if he went through the crack, I don't know. He went over the window, came, of course. She couldn't do much, so they went to Ali, and all. They said, I'm going to call the police, and of course, they have to call them, whoever it was, an authority. And something has happened, and they should be on the spot to see that nobody has. It's not like a murder, you know. There's a pause, and they're just sitting very quiet. And that time, Baba, you know, I'm glad that you have counted to get like this. I don't forget that I went to first. Then, second, and then, third. Three people who have counted. Oops, you know. In such a way that they understood, you know. About three people are going to drop the bodies, but no one knows the three. When Baba, when physical present Baba, counted on his fingers. And then, means after some time, means after. After some time, after the third one, something like that. So how? So it must be. So it must be Sarvesh, no? Mm-hmm. No, Kaka, Baidu, and then Donkey. Kaka, Baidu, 1770.
Did Hirakimo die a year later? Hirakimo died a year later, Baba.
71, 1972. 70 was years. Baba told him not to come to Darshan in 1969 in Pune, the world. Anyway, you can't see, so, you know, it's better to be here and then that. So, I like that decade because you can have Baba to inside you. And he stayed here. Every day he used to go for walks, and long walks, 1.5 hours, sometimes 2 hours. And he used to walk with him talking about Baba at the end of the day. What
would
he call it?
Tape
recorder. Mm-hmm. Very tiny. He used to call it his baby, he used to call it. And he used to keep it here, and the receiver with letters and so on. Anyway, they were talking. No.
Eric and him were walking on the road.
They were walking on the road one day. No, what happened was here, and many days have gone by, and his day for leaving is coming near. So Hari said, but Baba told me he'd give me darshan. But I did not have Baba's darshan, nothing. And Baba promised that he'd give me darshan. So he's feeling very sorry for himself that he'd have to go for a walk. And, so. And they went for a walk, and they're talking of Baba and all that. Between the two, this hill, and they rode down this way, not this way. They went this way, and it was talking, and talking means not staring at Harry all the time, he's looking on the road also, and then again turned around towards Harry to talk. And so, that time when he turned up his head, all of a sudden he sees a Hindu person, you know, like a farmer, all dressed up, you see, clean, you know, clean shirt, clean these dhotis and clean turban, very smart looking, good and handsome looking person. And when he saw Iris, and Harry,
from the other side of the road, he came very fast towards Harry, you know? And he wanted to greet Harry. So when he came towards Harry, and with his arms, you know, in such a way that he's going to embrace him, so he just saw that Harry had the tape recorder.
How would you say it? Sparkling eyes and so like love, and he came forward towards Harry. But it is so Harry can't see. He has this receiver, and if somebody catches hold of Harry like this, Harry would be disturbed and upset. He knows Harry. So he said, he told that person, "Oh, wait, just 1 minute, and so I'll tell Harry about it." And so that person who was coming to embrace Harry was stopped. And what is his name? No, mm-hmm. Harry, no, told Harry that someone wants to greet you. Oh, who is he? All right. And so he had his receiver like this and put out his hand. And so the other man took his hand and shook hands. And that was not the end of it. Anyway, this thing happened. So Erich asked him, where are you from? Where are you from? Oh, just here means village somewhere here. And what else he asked? I forget. One more question he asked. And so then this person said, where are you all going? We're going for a walk. Yes, take him for a walk. That person, Hindu language, told Erich to take him for a walk. Yes, go take him for a walk. And so they started walking. They turned there. It was late, so Erich wasn't suspect anything. So he took Harry down the road, and they were walking. After a little while, a flash of a minute or a second, I don't know, they thought, let's see, where is that person going? But he saw there's nobody on the road. So then
Harry started walking.
So Harry came home. And it is both of them started feeling a bit strange. Something new has happened, you know. So Harry said, Harry told him, what do you think that man? No, this thing happened, I tell you. That Hindu who shook hands with Harry on the road, then he himself said, he came forward and he did this to Harry. Why should a Hindu person who does not know Harry want to do this, you know? Like Baba said, he did this to Harry and said, take him for a walk. And then he walked away, this Hindu. So they started walking. And by the time he thought, where is he from? Where this person is going, you know? When he turned around, there was nobody on the road. So they started feeling a bit like this. And you know, Harry also felt like Harry said, joking. He was an abjan, means an agent. Baba's agent. So later on they made up their minds, Jai Baba. Later on they found the thought came in their mind and they felt it was Baba himself.
Harry said his hand wasn't like a farmer's.
Yeah, not a farmer's hand. Smooth one, yes. That is Harry told Erich. He didn't feel the hand, but Harry told Erich that I felt his hand was smooth, not like a farmer's. And why did he do this to me? Baba used to do that to me. So Harry said, so Erich said he was going to embrace you better. So Harry got upset with Erich. Why did you let him embrace me? Erich said, because you couldn't see who was coming towards you, and if you all of a sudden caught him embrace, you would say, oh, who is this? You'd be upset. So I wanted to warn you that this person wants to treat you. But he has touched you. He shook hands with you, Harry. Yes, of course. And so Harry was pacified. That was so Baba kept his word that I'll give him darshan, so he did. The only thing, the moment you don't know, I didn't know what he would do. He wouldn't have let go of the hand, maybe.
Yesterday in the hall, when Rick was going to say,